This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Tegan Overhaug from Integrity Concrete Coatings. Dimitri Nikolayesko from Green Attic Insulation. And Julie Radowitz from Chefs for Seniors. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Pack show. Let's light this candle. Oh, what funny. How many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. James Earl Jones of Chicagoland Radio. We got a packed show. Packed. Good to see you again, Jeremy.
Good to see you. Good to be seen.
It's good to see you in a red tie-dye shirt instead of a green tie-dye shirt.
Yeah, you don't like that floating head look.
I love it.
I think it's fun.
I think it's fantastic.
I think that with this mop of a head, and
you're about 2 weeks away.
It accentuates my hair.
From being a Hasidic Jew.
Perfect.
I'm working on it. Yes, with the things coming down.
Yeah, what is that called? I think the chops?
They got the sideburns. They're curly.
Yeah.
You gotta
Google that.
I gotta get you a big black hat.
My bank account needs to get bigger in order for me to really
be Jewish. Okay. Oh
yeah.
Nice.
Sure.
Nice stereotypical comment starting right out of the box.
Exactly. So they're good for money.
So you wanna elaborate? Think all Jews are loaded?
No, I don't. Okay. I just think they're better.
Okay. You better tap them. We'll edit that out before we go.
Exactly. Before we go live. No problem.
So the JDL doesn't call you
exactly
Jewish Defamation League call you and start picketing outside. But they'll have
snacks. I'm working on it, right? Yeah. Like Tuckus. Yeah. And what's my favorite line?
The Michigas?
No, it's the this is just like any other. Why should any day be like any other? What's that?
That was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Factory. Get out of here. You know. It's just a mashallah. My Yiddish is bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're starting off the show right into the rocks. 312-981-7200.
It's so good to be here.
That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line right off with the. Religious stereotype.
Yep.
All right, let's get him off air real quick.
Perfect.
And limit the damage to his company. We'll go to Tegan Overhaug. Tegan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Dave?
Thanks for joining us finally for breakfast. It was nice to see you and your father.
Yeah, I figured it was about time, right?
Hey, you've been on the show for about 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
About time she shows up.
Yeah.
Father ducked out. Bill came. Boom. Exit stage right.
Yeah.
It didn't say
immediately.
Haven't seen him. Didn't even say goodbye to the guy. Had to call him.
Had to get out of there quick.
Tell him great seeing him. Yeah. Right to voicemail.
Yep.
He doesn't even pick up my call.
Hey, right. He's a busy guy. We got business to do.
Busy guy.
Can't both be here now.
What are you guys talking about?
So we have a summer promo.
Okay.
So definitely listen in later for details about that if you're a homeowner or business owner looking for a refresh on your concrete. And then just talking a little bit about who we are as a company. I know it's important to people to know who they're doing business with. And so I want to give a little background and tell the listeners about some things that Integrity is involved in.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach out.
815-220-5015.
All right. We've got a couple of rookies in here, Jeremy. We got two rookies, Julie Radowitz with Chefs for Seniors. Julie, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. How are you? Your nervousness gone down a little bit? Your color's starting to come back in your face? Your cheeks are starting to...
Yes. There's nothing like hot flashes.
Hot flashes.
Make a day great.
Jeremy knows that.
Yeah, of course.
Very well. Starts it out, ends it, and just goes through the
Keeps
day
going.
Powering through. Because he's a man.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Chefs for Seniors. So a great way for a private personal chef to come into the home and make delicious food that can take care of 16 meals, some in the fridge, some in the freezer.
And not only for chefs, but for busy professional families. We talked
Absolutely.
About walking over all the different opportunities and options that you provide.
Yeah.
So I know the name is Chefs for Seniors, but if you're a active family, dinks, dual income, two kids, and you don't have time and you're tired of ordering in and doing leftovers from what you ate out the night before, it's very reasonable.
Yeah,
And yes, we'll we'll dive deeper into that. If listeners want to reach you, how do they get more information?
You can reach me on my email, julie.radowitz@chefsforseniors.com, or the phone number, 224-529-3326.
Dimitri, with a very difficult Moldovan last name to pronounce on the radio, and everybody that listens to the show knows that I am horrible with first and especially last names, from Green Attic. How are you? Welcome to the show as well.
Good. How are you?
I'm tremendous. We've got two rookies in here.
That's all right. They'll do fine.
We've got the sports staff here. Tegan's here. She remembers her first day. We had the paramedics up here doing mouth-to-mouth on her with oxygen. She made it through.
I survived.
Yes, she survived.
She was amazed at how fast the paramedics get up here.
They're pretty close.
Yeah, they're just right next door.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just put the flare out. That's all we do. What are you talking about today, Dimitri?
So we're going to talk all about insulation, air seal, and some of the DUI project that you can do by your own to improve your energy efficiency.
Okay, and if our listeners want to reach out to you, get more information, what's the best way to do that?
Greenattic.com.
Greenattic.com. MegaPros Simple. Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. They can't get much more simpler than that.
Yep.
What are we talking about today, bud? You guys have been busy.
We have been. We're talking about planning. You know, it's middle of summer right now. Kids are going to go back to school soon. So we're talking about, I know fall is not really around the corner, and I really know winter's, no one's looking forward to that, but that's coming. So we're talking about planning.
And because we have this on our screen, since you brought that up.
Yeah.
And it's down. So we have to get the spots hot. I think I do this. Hold on.
Winter is coming.
There we go.
Yeah, the winter is coming.
I am now a production savant.
Yes, you are. Wow.
I brought up...
At button pushing?
After 6 years, I finally pushed the right button.
I'm so proud of you.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, there you go. Because if it didn't, you know, sometimes I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, what happens?
And then crazy things happen like this.
Okay. No, uh-huh. That's exactly what our listeners want to hear at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right. So I got the right one.
Winter is coming.
Yes,
there
you did.
Go. Okay. Yeah. And they color-coded it.
I bet they did.
And the yelling ones, don't play this ever. For listeners want to reach out to you, get more information.
Actually, just call into the show. Call into the show. We'll talk about it. If you have any home issues, you know, you've been listening to Lou for the last couple hours. If you weren't able to get any answers to your questions on Lou's show, call in now. 312-981-7200. We're happy to help.
All right. Not to go back to what you said earlier, but 847, I think you better edit that out.
I saw that.
As a Catholic, as they come, and I know better than to say something like that.
Sure.
Well, I didn't want to put in.
I know.
I don't want to put any more fuel on that fire.
That's okay. Got it. Yeah. I was hoping people would forget.
Yeah. It's very unlike me to bring that back
up. Of course.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with the center guard plumbing segment. I've known you a long time. Mm-hmm. You're the furthest from anything that anybody would think negative about.
Correct.
You. And
I know.
You love Jews.
Yes, I do.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Studio Chicago at 720 WGM.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag, brought to you by Center Guard Plumbing.
My baby just wrote me a letter.
Mail call!
Mail call!
Center Guard Plumbing, the only company that I trust to touch my pipes that are in my house. They're outstanding. Our good friend Chuck Barham.
Yeah, I love Chuck.
Just texted me.
Okay.
Big fan of the show. Huge fan of the show. Yep. Listens every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every Saturday. The start of the show with Jeremy was epic. What time is the book burning on the show?
Yeah.
Love you guys.
There won't be any.
Okay.
Don't worry.
We're going to pass.
We love everyone.
We're going to keep moving on.
Yep.
The Curly, you nailed it. What is the name?
Pass.
And I learned during the break that Jeremy is going as a Hasidic Jew for Halloween. So he's growing the hair out so he can nail it. 312.
Really as Jesus.
312-981. Well, that's kind of different.
Sure.
All right, let's move on. 312, you're already in a deep enough hole.
I know.
We're down to limestone and bedrock. Okay, we can't go much longer.
Line 13 is going to ring any minute.
We're going to be, Dean Richards is going to walk in here. Sure. Hey, how you doing, everybody? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Just wanted to read some email, some listeners' questions. This came in last week, and I didn't have a chance to get to it. These two questions might not align exactly to your show, but a lot of people might like you or your cohort's opinion on the debt and pension crisis at the state and city of Chicago level. According to the Wall Street Journal, question number one, this is from Randy Mokina. Do you think the state and city pension receipts have an expectation that they will receive what's been promised to them. Well, here's the challenge. And then the second question is, do you think the courts will enforce what's been promised and the state will be forced to raise income property taxes to cover these expenses? That's why I wanted.
Yeah.
I think you, I'm not an attorney. I don't play one on TV. I don't want to have anything to do with being an attorney because I don't have 15 different definitions for the word and. Okay, that's why I can never be an attorney. They drive me crazy.
Is that why?
Yes.
Okay,
no. Well, another
I thought it was the school part.
That's the other thing. Got it. I'd have to get into law school, exactly. Then get out of law school. Yeah. So other than those three things.
Of course, you'd be an attorney.
I'd be an attorney.
Yep.
But I think if it's obligated, you have to pay it. And then as a homeowner and somebody that rents, we're going to be the people that pay that through higher taxes.
Yeah.
It's going to come one way or the other. Just like tariffs will be passed down eventually to the consumer, these pension obligations will be passed down eventually to every single person that lives in the great state of Illinois in one way, shape, or form. Okay? And our mayor, okay, howdy doody down there, okay, mm-hmm. who doesn't know what day it is, Mr. Anxiety Attack, who ran by not raising property taxes. Okay, his treasurer came out, his CFO kind of slipped this week and said, yeah, we're going to raise property taxes.
Oh, nice.
And then he had to come back out and said, oh, no, we're not.
Oh.
So now we're going to see what's going to happen. And everybody in Chicago, breaking news, okay, your property taxes are going to go up no matter what anybody tells you because they got to pay for all this stuff. Okay, so thank you, Randy, for that question. It always comes down to the people that live in the city of Chicago for the obligations made to the workers of Chicago. And it's not the fault of the first responders or the garbage professional or the streets and sand or the water department. They've all signed contracts that said you're going to get this and they're going to get it one way or the other. And some way, shape, or form, it's coming out of everybody's pockets. Okay. Yeah. And I'm not knocking them. They got their deal. Congratulations. But it's coming out of our pockets. And maybe what we should do, instead of having 7, 8, 9 different municipal pension funds in the state of Illinois, which is absolutely backwards, right? Maybe you combine them. It's going to upset some pension fund managers and somebody that's writing checks to these elected officials that we have all of these pension funds, which is ridiculous.
I was just thinking efficiencies. What about efficiencies?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Costs efficiencies?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Maybe underfunded pension efficiencies? Yeah. If you dumped all the dough, maybe fix some holes that have been there for years and nobody wants to step on it because you need those votes?
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Sure.
So, Randy and Mokina, thank you for that. Wanted to pass this on as well. Want to compliment you and your guest, Stephen A. Leahy, for having him on your show last week. And he courteously helped me off air. I texted a question during last Saturday's show on the 19th of July that couldn't be answered on air. So your staff made sure to forward it to Mr. Stephen A. Leahy. Stephen looked it over, the photos and the text letter, and gave me a call right back and supplied the advice I needed. Very happy with getting the advice help I needed right away. You and your show and your guest, Stephen, are terrific. You both are deserving of a 5-star review.
Wonderful.
So there you go. And people, you had an experience, a positive experience with junk luggers.
Yeah, so we called Bob Schmidt on Junk Luggers. He's a sponsor of the show. And we had this 800-pound, outrageously fancy tub getting delivered at this customer's house. We had our team there, and it was just too much, right? We needed way more guys. So called Bob immediately. Hey, we're in a pinch. Showed up, delivered. It was phenomenal. I mean, got it done. It was about a flight and a half of stairs, and set it in, tubs installed, and it was perfect. And that was the same day.
He had mentioned that last week's show when he was in.
Yeah.
Right? And because during breakfast.
We didn't know he moved stuff. It was just a matter of, hey, we get rid of stuff.
We had breakfast before the show, every show.
Yeah.
Tegan finally shows up.
Yeah.
Right? We have two rookies here.
I love how
time.
You're making her feel guilty.
I'm just letting her.
I fully expected it.
Did you?
Yeah, okay. So it's okay.
two people sitting to her left, Dimitri and Julie. First time here. Made it to breakfast.
Yeah.
Right?
Good
Tegan,
job, guys.
I don't need to know breakfast. Yeah, sure. All right. What did we learn at breakfast last week? Roy Spencer learned that that Bob Schmidt removed materials from their job sites.
Yeah,
right?
Cleanups. Yeah, cleanup demos.
They do all that stuff.
Yes, they do.
Roy's like, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So all of that schmutz and all of that chazerai in the basement after he's putting in drain tile systems, he didn't know that there's another crew. So instead of paying his crew, Bob would come in.
Experts. They know what they're doing and everything else.
He wants them breaking concrete and putting in drain tile.
Plus, they're huge fans of recycling stuff. They're not 100%. Like your other junk companies that just take everything to the dump or the landfill. They they recycle a large majority of the items that they work with, so, which is awesome.
Roy's now calling them as well for the basement stuff, and you're now calling them to help them move around. So
heavy stuff, yeah.
Heavy stuff. So that's great. Just want to throw that out there. We got a texter at the beginning of the show. You want to throw it out there?
Hey, David, love your show. Just wanted to give you a shout out. Yesterday, we had the pleasure of meeting Brian from Next Door Window. Got a new patio sliding door and very pleasant experience. Thank you. And then we also had another
one. The 1007 one.
Got it. David, awesome show. My son wants to buy a home in a year. He knows nothing, well, common, right. Knows nothing about purchasing a home. What's the best time to contact you for guidance and assistance?
Now.
Is it now?
No.
Now?
No.
Why now?
Why not now?
Okay.
He has no idea. Why wait until 3 months before? You're going to run a marathon.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? The marathon's coming up. Yeah. Not you. Okay, look at you. You're not running anything. You're going to run to a cab to go 26.2 miles or take you to the hospital because you keel over.
I get it.
Okay. Me, on the other hand, could probably make
obviously.
It. Obviously. Obviously. Yeah. But why not start now?
It's a plan.
I talked to a couple yesterday in their late 20s. Listen to this. They got student loans. Okay. Mm-hmm. They got student loans coming out of their eyeballs. They've got $70,000 worth of SoFi debt. Okay. I know, Sam, I got to hit a break that they put to SoFi. Mm-hmm. So I gave them advice, borrowing from the 401k, having a lot of happy time together, right? Cause they're not spending any money outside.
Yeah.
Cut the Starbucks, cut the Netflix, cut all that stuff and start paying it down.
Clean it up.
Right. They're like, wow, nobody ever told us that. Cool. I go, well, now, you know. Thanks. So start yesterday is the best time if you're looking to buy a house sometime in the future. Yesterday was the best time to start. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Sammy's giving me the high sign. We got to throw it over to Donnie in the newsroom. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Come back with Tegan Overhawk, who finally showed up for breakfast after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Always good connecting with longtime friends and longtime listeners.
Absolutely.
Our friend Chuck Barham, we talked to during the break.
Fantastic man.
While he was picking up his
medication.
His medication.
At Walgreens.
You're right. We don't need to talk about it. It's, you know.
Yeah, well, we don't even want to touch that one.
We don't mention what's ailing Chuck.
It's of course not.
HIPAA. We'd be breaking HIPAA laws. But we hope that
ointment. HIPAA.
HIPAA. Yeah, but we hope the ointment heals that open sore. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Tegan, how are you?
I'm doing well, other than you continuously giving me a hard time about breakfast.
It's over. It's over. It's nice you showed up.
What did
up.
You get at breakfast? What did you have?
I think it was called the Sweet Carolina Skillet. Sweet potatoes. It was delicious.
She made up for not coming the other three times, an $80 portion.
She got the lobster on the side.
Yeah, she got
the mimosas.
Takeaway bags.
Yeah, sure.
Takeaway bags. Yeah, like, several breakfasts.
$480.
This is for lunch. This is for dinner.
It's like 150. It's like usually around 80, 90 bucks. 25% tip because I'm kind of a shooter.
You're nice. Yeah.
Yep. And it's like $400. like, what the hell's going on? Sure. Couple orders of pancakes. Yeah. On the
Their
way
kitchen
home.
Had to close for everyone else just for Tegan's order. Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Tegan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Bottle of champagne. Okay. I never saw anybody buy a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, I didn't know they had it.
Egg Harbor
it's a nice
Cafe.
Place.
Sure. Yeah. When somebody else is paying for it. So I was talking to your pop about the. I know you want to talk about flooring, but mm-hmm. The finishing of the overall garage
mm-hmm.
with the cabinets.
Yep.
And the racks, in addition to the flooring, that's also a huge portion of your business. And I could tell you, doing mortgages, that is a great upgrade that people, when they do cash out refinances or take equity line of credits out, and they're like, yeah, we want to upgrade our garage. And I ask them, what are you going to be doing? The flooring? And they're like, no, we're doing putting cabinets in. We need storage. We got a bunch of stuff that we want to take care of. We don't have enough room in the house. We don't want to pay for storage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cheaper instead of paying $100, $200 a month at some store, you know, Metro Storage or, you know, where we have our storage unit for our company in Northbrook on Chermer. Ding, ding, ding. You know, how about a shout out? It's a lot cheaper just to put cabinets up, put everything behind a cabinet.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great investment, and we have talked about this on the show before, but like doing the total package, you know, the total overhaul is really nice because now you're taking a space in your house that has traditionally just been used for parking your car or, you know, kind of haphazardly throwing your junk in there.
Yep.
Whereas now you can organize everything, you can get some of that space back and use it for other things. So you know, hosting parties, you know, put a gym out there, whatever it is,
TVs.
A man cave, TVs, yeah, have a little bar and a beer fridge or whatever your entertainment space looks like, it can be used for that. You have an easy to clean new floor, and then you've got cabinets and storage for all the other things that need to be kept away.
Chuck Barham just texted. I want to know if you could put a ointment dispensing for open sores in there for him to apply, because his wife won't let him in the house.
You know, not my specialty, but I'm sure we could figure something out for
him. Okay, Jeremy.
Yeah, so how does it work with our listeners? They call you and you show up and they haven't parked in their garage in, you said park your car. Mm-hmm. They haven't parked in their garage in 15 years, mm-hmm. right? So their garage is just stacked with boxes. Just, well, we moved in, we inherited stuff from family member, whatever mm-hmm. it may be. How do you handle that daunting task of, all right, yeah, I'll give you a quote for this, but I can't even see the floor. Like, how does your team manage that?
Yeah, so as far as giving a quote, I mean, obviously it's helpful to see the whole floor, but if we can see some portion of it, you know, if we can move a couple boxes out of the way just to get an idea of what the general condition of the concrete is in, because that's the main factor in the pricing, right? So you have the size, but then we do repairs to any cracking, pitting, spalling of the concrete. So if we can get a gauge of, you know, a piece of the concrete to see what condition it's in, that way we can give you a quote. So that's no problem. And then, you know, you have from that time until we actually come and install the coating to figure out storage-wise. A couple of our recommendations are to rent like a U-Haul or a pod and put it in your driveway. You can store all of your things in there. And it's, you know, going to be safe from the elements. Then we come, we do the coating. It takes us only a day. And then 2 days of cure time, and then you can use your garage, you know, fully again. Your vehicles can go back on heavy stuff. So all in all, you really need the storage space for only like 3 to 4 days. Some people use a neighbor's garage. Some people will just move items outside and tarp them over. It's really up to preference. And we have in the past, especially for customers who maybe have a harder time, you know, elderly moving things, we have accommodated those requests. Our guys will show up a little bit early, move your heavy items out for you free of charge. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Is there a temperature that you can't install, or are you not susceptible to the colder weather that is coming?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I know Jeremy mentioned planning earlier. We technically can install in temperatures as low as negative 20 degrees Celsius. So that's going to cover most of our winter, all but maybe a few days. I will say if it gets below zero, typically we'll be like, hey, maybe can we wait for a warmer day just for the sake of our guys working in that weather, though they have worked in single digits before. And same thing, like some people don't want to move their items out when it's that cold. But we can install all winter long. We are working all winter long, whether it's an indoor or a garage.
Summertime projects before the kids go back to school in 3 weeks, because it's literally right around the corner.
I know, yeah.
What are a lot of our listeners calling you to get done before they go back?
A lot of patios, you know, those outdoor spaces, it's the perfect time. You still have a couple of months where you can enjoy those spaces with nice weather. So patios, porches, walkways, front stoops, and then garages. A lot of times people are looking to get reorganized before the kids go back to school and set the tone for the year. So it's a good time for that.
Jeremy?
Is there a, hey, we cannot fix this concrete design, like, hey, I don't know, I'm just
there, if
like
the
there's pitting and stuff like that, obviously you guys will take care of that, but when is it like, no, we can't?
I would say that's only happened like a, you know, I can count on one hand probably in the entirety of our business where we've had to say no, we can't do this floor, it's so bad, so far gone. I would say that's an instance where you have concrete that's like broken into giant chunks and they're heaved one way and
just
another.
Epoxy fill all that?
Like the cracks are, you know, 6 inches wide and 6 inches deep. Like that might be a little bit of a stretch. But
phone number, and we'll talk about the special later on the show and how I could get one of those in triple extra large, that tank top.
I got you for sure. 815-220-5015 or integrityconcreteCoatings.com.
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah.
When the double extra large, you got, what exactly did you just say? Can you repeat? I want Jeremy to hear it.
I got you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I did not say I got you. I said
I got you.
I got
you. I got you.
Because we're on the radio.
Would that mean like within the next couple of weeks, I'll have a double extra large?
Sure.
Okay.
can arrange that.
I got all the Mega Pro shirts in double XL. All the sweatshirts you want. If you want
I wanted specific
shirts. Those are
tie-dye.
Yeah, okay. I'm working on it.
6 months.
We have some cool hats too. I can get you one of those.
Cool hats. Mm-hmm. I'll be driving a Integrity Concrete Coating car.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, they're going to wrap your car.
It's a Christmas bonus.
Yeah, not wrap my car. It'll be a brand new car.
Oh, got it. New car.
All right, phone number.
815-220-5015.
All right, we're going to come back with Dimitri with a very long, very difficult Moldovan last name, which I'm not even going to touch, from Green Attic, coming up after these messages. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
Were you ready for that one?
No.
Okay, no.
I didn't see the stop break on there, and I saw some more commercials. Yeah. And a lot of people, a lot of our listeners don't realize that is you whistling during that rejoin.
I'm pretty phenomenal.
You are a professional whistler.
Yeah. Not talker, whistler.
Whistler.
That's true.
We'd rather you whistle.
Of course.
More.
Whistle while I work.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Dimitri, how do you pronounce your last name?
Nikolayesko.
Okay, yeah. That's why we're not going to touch that third rail. No shot.
Okay.
There's no shot. How long you been in the attic business? How long you been in the insulation business?
For 16 years.
And what are the major improvements that you've seen over the past 15, 16 years in technology that is helping our listeners become more efficient up in their attic and more comfortable and save money on their electric bills?
So a couple things happens with spray foam insulation. They have like better equipment with tons of sensors, so prevents you from mixing the chemical wrong. And another thing is the solar fans, which are great. We don't have more callbacks on saying, hey, my fan stopped working and I got mold in my attic. So the solar fan is like a great improvement. It runs and runs.
And you don't have to change anything out?
No.
Does the fan break on that?
So
just like your regular powerhouse?
A regular fan, which is like 120 volts AC power, usually it's warranty only 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And they break in 3-4 years. And the solar one, it's rated for 20 years.
Huh. Okay. Same cost.
Cheaper because if you don't have any electrical work to do it in there. So
it's easy.
Yeah. It's easy to install.
Yep.
Are there any tax breaks for installing and doing spray foam as opposed to the other, like, I don't know anything about what I'm talking about right now. What other types
of energy efficiency tax breaks on insulation, right?
Right,
now.
But what other types of insulation are there other than spray foam that you...
Solar still has a tax break right now. I think that's ending in November.
Okay.
Energy Star has tax breaks on windows, doors, even appliances now. They're offering tax breaks. So there are tax breaks on your home.
Do you guys, is there any government efficiency offerings that encourage our listeners to put the spray foam in?
So it doesn't have to be spray foam. Any insulation, you get a tax break up to 30%. And then there is also rebate from a gas company for energy efficiency program. If you look on your gas bill, you'll see like they charge you every month like $6, $7. And that goes towards the energy improvements because it's cheaper for them to incentivize to change and make it your home more energy efficient instead of, you know, upgrading the grid.
So are they not? So then they, if you say, hey, we just improved our insulation in our home, they'll knock that off their bill, or you still get charged?
So we will knock out of our invoice will be minus the rebate.
Oh, wow.
From people's gas. And NICOR, they run out of money for this year, but hopefully next year they're going to start the program again, and that's a $700 for NICOR.
Got it.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you mentioned spray foam. I get it. Insulation, spray foam is just one aspect. Yes. Are you spray foaming attics normally, or are you just doing blown-in?
Normally we don't. It costs like 3-4 times more than cellulose. And yes, it seals better, but if we use cellulose with spray foam or air seal the floor, we actually can get R60 at a like third of the cost. And then spray foam, it's a great material. We use it in the basement, rim joists, or cathedral ceiling where you have limited space. So if it's only like 6 inches, then there is no way to go around.
To hit code.
Use foam.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's preferable to go with cellulose and better ventilation.
Maybe you could help us answer this. Why do you think they keep changing your code for your R60? Is that what it is? Right?
So, yes.
You know, 15 years ago, we were R38. So,
yeah,
what's going on?
And 40 years ago, you were putting a newspaper.
Newspaper,
in your
exactly. Yeah. So, what is it?
Because the cost of natural gas goes up, electricity, and they want to increase the energy efficiency, R value, so you don't lose that heat. It's cheaper to conserve the energy versus you just burn it. So it used to be like super cheap, the gas, and they're like, why put insulation?
Why do we care?
Yeah, who cares? You know, I'm paying like $200 a month. I'm fine with that.
Sure.
Now the gas goes higher and higher, and
it's, so it's
better
about
for the environment to conserve that energy and keep it inside the house versus constantly burning and generating heat.
So as a society, we're getting smarter. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Well,
that's a
you know, I get it. At have least you, in the insulation world.
Have you been in touch with society lately?
Yeah, well, fair.
I don't know about that statement.
I know like homes in Europe, but in Germany, they use passive house standards.
Yes.
So it's even higher standard than R60 was in here. And it's super efficient. You don't need a 60,000, 100,000 BTU furnace. You can go just with 5,000 BTU heater, which is unheard of because it's conserving 95% of energy.
Building construction different?
Yes, it's thicker wall. So you go with 10 inches of insulation in your walls, triple pane glass windows, really well air sealed. And the only way to get the air from outside, instead of getting from cracks around the windows in the baseboard, you get it through a heat exchanger.
Sure.
So that replaces the still air inside the house, but retaining the heat in place.
Yeah.
So that will be something that down the road in the future, eventually we'll get
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, builders are still building houses with 2x4s.
They switched to 2x6.
Yeah.
Though.
Now they're saying it, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Most. Yeah.
Exactly. So I got a quick question. How does a typical homeowner know if they have enough insulation or if they have, is there such a thing as too much insulation?
If you have more than 24 inches, that might be too much insulation, but that's very rare. It happens a few times. But if you peek in your attic and if you see your rafters, most likely it's not enough insulation. And usually people, they look at it and like, oh, I have insulation, and that is only 6 inches. And you need 16 inches of cellulose or 19, 20 inches of fiberglass to get to R60.
And R60 is a new standard.
Yes.
And who sets these standards? I'm just asking.
Illinois.
I mean, when is like...
Really the villages. I mean...
So R60, and next year we need R66.
That was my question.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying.
When do they keep changing it, right?
So actually we were doing R60 for past 10 years. And one of the reasons is that because you do R49, insulation settles with time. So you'll have less and less R value. And then the people will have to call us again in, let's say, 10 years to upgrade a little bit to get to R49 back. So it's more cost effective if you do R60 from the beginning.
Same time.
And you're good for 20 years.
So the spray foam, which I have in my home, right? We built a home 3 years ago.
Fancy.
Well, of course. Only the best for my
wife. Well, it's best to do the spray foam in new construction. To do it in a remodel is
a mess.
Really, it's not ideal. I mean, you could do it.
It's hard. You'll have to remove the drywall to spray the foam. So unless you're doing a whole
yeah.
All right, we got to take a break here. And by the way, when my wife wants something, Dimitri, she gets it. Okay. You want to come through my house? I could show you 40% overrides in my house. My house started at one price. It ended 40 to 50% more because I can't say no.
That's the yes deal.
I'm glad that you can afford it.
I can't. That's why I work Saturdays, Dimitri. And this is, I'm just giving all of our listeners good, solid marriage advice, right? Just say yes. It's a lot easier and just keep working. Okay? I'm just letting you know because I love my wife, Dimitri. 312, if our listeners want to reach you in Green Attic, how do they reach out to you?
GreenAttic.com.
Okay, greenaddict.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Julie Radowitz, I've got it written right down here. Chefs for Seniors coming up after the break, talking about in-home chefs. 312 981 7200-312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Jeremy asked a great question off the air. We want to ask Julie that on the air so our listeners can learn as well.
Yeah. I'm getting scolded.
Well, save it for the air.
My question was is that, you know, everybody knows where everything is in their kitchen, mm-hmm. right? And I love to cook. My wife loves to cook. Mm-hmm. How do you cook in other people's kitchens? The stoves are different. Everything's different.
Yeah.
The utensils.
So I bring all my own stuff. I say have pots will travel, right? So I've got my bag full of everything. And using other stoves, other ovens, I mean, they may seem really different, but, you know, they all turn on.
Stuff.
Yeah, exactly. They all turn on and off. Sometimes I just need a quick how to turn the ovens on because based on who made them.
Is that one of the questions? Do you have a working kit? I mean, I know people.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yes. Sorry to interrupt. I like to do a site visit for exactly that reason.
Got it.
So that I can kind of see the layout of the kitchen and just get a sense. I also like to see what people have in their pantries so that I can make use of what they already have, because
oh, that's cool.
Why do I need to buy cans of tomatoes or boxes of pasta?
Saving money.
If they have, right. Yeah. I'm just, and then I'm adding to their pantry. So then every time I come, I know, oh, last time I was there, I left half a container of breadcrumbs. So in theory, it should be there because sure.
They're not cooking.
They paid for it.
They're probably not cooking.
Yeah. They paid for it.
That's why you're there.
Right. And they did pay for it. So anything that I purchased, I'm leaving there. And whether the carrots are still there the next time or not, it doesn't matter because it's their stuff.
How frequent are your customers having you come? Is it twice a month, once a month? I mean, what mm-hmm. what does that typical timeline look like
so
for programs?
Yep. It depends on what their needs are. Sometimes I'm coming once a week. I do have some clients where there might be two people in the home. So if it's 16 meals and they're each eating one, that's basically a week's worth of meals. Yep. But on average, I'm finding I'm there every 2 weeks, maybe every 3 weeks, because people are social, right? So they go out to eat a
little bit. Are you making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or
I can. There, okay. The menus have all of those options, and depending on their needs and their concerns about there might be too much food, sometimes I suggest exactly that. Maybe we do an egg bowl. Maybe I do a parfait. Okay. Maybe I do soups that we can put in the freezer, and then you can just pull them out need them. So it's just all these other options.
How do you feel about cooking for a family of seven?
Oh, great.
No problem. Kids, different meals. This one wants spaghetti. This one wants chicken wings. This one wants steak. This one wants quesadilla.
In families, the pricing, you know, the package or the pricing point would be different.
Yeah.
But I would still have them sort of try to stay within 4 to 5 recipes or menus so that I'm not there for, you know, a whole day.
That's how I feel.
The intention, the intention is I'm there for, I'm finding 2.5 to 3 hours to get it all done.
Got it.
Cleaned up, packaged, and labeled as well.
So obviously in the name, Chefs for Seniors, it is targeted towards seniors.
Yes.
Hence the name.
Correct.
But as we talked, walking over, mm-hmm. you're also working a lot with professional families that have both the husband and the wife.
Yeah.
Are working, or maybe one of them just, or both of them just don't like cooking.
Right.
Right? And they want their family to eat healthy.
Right.
It's not just for seniors. I just wanted to expand because that you know, the name of the company is a little deceiving.
Well, I mean, they could be a senior in high school.
Sure. There you go. Well played. What is the investment to have something, if someone out there is thinking of doing something different for their family, to have you, the professional chef, come out, what is the investment for your services?
So part of that investment is dependent on how much they need and how technical it is to create those meals for folks. For an example, I have a client where the mom has no teeth, right? So that's a completely different scenario than for the other person that I have where
no teeth, no dentures, nothing.
Huh. So you know, that's a lot more work, so that's more of a custom client, so that price point
soft
is a
foods,
little bit
right?
Soft foods, yeah, and soft foods that are, because she can't, as the older we get, our ability to taste starts to come down. So it also has to be highly seasoned, things that are highly seasoned, or things that she'll really enjoy, because she doesn't really enjoy eating. It's not her
thing. Chew, right?
Right, right.
Well, that would be.
And a lot becomes a lot more scientific, like you're talking about baking and science. But this is like, you know, doing other things that can add significant flavor profiles, significant nutrition in other ways.
What's the investment?
So I will say it starts at $225 a session, plus the cost of the groceries.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and you're leaving the family, you said, with 16 meals.
16 meals in the in the basic scenario. Of course, if they're, you know, that family where every kid has to have their own item,
it's a little more challenging.
Then I would still kind of start in the same price point, but guessing I'm going to be there for an additional hour or so, I might charge an hourly fee above that to kind of round things out. And the cost of groceries.
So can they just go to chefsforseniors.com?
Yes.
And then it'll direct them to the Northbrook,
yes.
The North Shore where you cover?
Yes. So great question, because Chefs for Seniors is actually a national company, and I have the franchise for the North Shore of Chicago.
Okay.
But I have someone in who has a franchise in East Dundee.
Okay.
So David would be, you know, you kind of go
in the west.
Yes.
Okay.
So you go on the west. Yeah, you go on the. I'm sorry. West DuPage. East DuPage. Sorry.
Okay,
east
same
DuPage.
Thing. It's over out by there.
Yeah. So you'd go to the website. You can put in your zip code, and it'll kind of pull up whoever it is that's in your general direction.
Chefs with an S.
Yes.
For Seniors with an S.
Yes.
.com.
.com.
All right, and then they'll find you.
They'll find me.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And your specialty, what are you, is it fish, is it meat, is it pork, is it chicken, is it eggs?
My specialty, that's a good question. I feel like I'm a Julie of all trade. I mean, I can do just about anything in any way. So I have folks who are Muslim, or I have folks who keep kosher, you know, and so the idea of taking any menu that they're looking at online and being able to convert it into what's going to work for that client, that's my specialty.
So you craft your skills based upon the specific client that you're in their house.
Yeah. I like to solve puzzles.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
Yeah. 224-529-3326.
All right. One more time, slower.
Okay. 224-529-3326.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, but I want to get through some texts quick. Hold on, Jeremy. I had one about your hair. Somebody complimented your hair, Jeremy, and I just wanted to get that out there. Somebody said that your hair looked fantastic today.
I like that.
I can't find it, but we'll get back to it. Here it is. Had the opportunity to meet Jeremy, Judy, and Lou in our home 2 weeks ago for our Kitchen Plus project. Hair is great. Late 70s Brian May or Frampton. Okay, that's who you look like, I guess. Brian May.
Yep.
Okay, that's not bad. Frampton's good company. Mm-hmm. Great conversations beside the project. Stephen Hampshire. What's a Kitchen Plus project? What's that on? Who's Lou? I know who Judy is. It's your mom.
Lou is our production manager, project manager of that job. And Kitchen Plus is usually just Kitchen Plus. Well, that project particular, knocked down a wall, some flooring, some painting, full scope, right? We want to be turnkey. Keep it easy for our customers. Steve's a great guy.
Okay.
Super fun.
We also got a text message in here from our listeners. Please give the phone numbers out more slowly. So we'll go to Tegan. Missed Roadrunner over here with her phone number. If our listeners want to reach you, Tegan, your phone number slowly is
815-220-5015.
We need a little more energy there. One more time. Bring it a little more energy.
Dial this in.
Yeah, go.
All right. 815-220-5015.
All right. Demetri, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach you?
So in the morning, around 8, 9 o'clock, you'll see the trucks, green ones. You take a picture of that, and that's our phone number, because that I remember.
You don't remember. That's a good answer. And Julie, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number for you guys?
Sure. 224-529-3326.
And, of course, MegaPro's Jeremy, MegaPro's Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
And if you want to reach Chuck Barham to ask him about his open sore and the ointment, how that's working, it's 630 We're going to take a quick break now. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it to Donnie and Jack, who are getting ready for a camping trip in the newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Just a little service announcement. I received a warning on my laptop just now. No, I've never seen this before. 77 degrees, a real flood watch that just popped up on my laptop. So it brings, you know, we're always looking to promote our fine experts on the show. You know, it might be a good time to get junk luggers on your call screen in case you have to clean something out, or blue sky.
Yeah.
Or maybe call Permaseal for a backup sump pump and do drain tile system so you don't have to do the two previous names.
It says it's raining right now. It doesn't look like rain.
Well, the Chicagoland area is a big area.
It is a big area.
Just wanted to point that out to you.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Chicagoland. It was raining sideways here Thursday, right?
Okay.
I went over, got a burrito over at Union Station before the train.
Yeah.
Beautiful day. Coming out. Come out. It's raining sideways. Get on the train. Get to Northbrook. Not a drop.
Huh.
25
that,
miles.
That Mother Nature.
I just, that Mother
Fickle.
Nature.
Fickle that
girl. 312-981-7200. So I just, you know, listen, I saw the warning. Yeah. We got three experts on the show that could help all three of those challenges that you might have, which are horrible. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. I was just in the process of typing in about using a pod to put the stuff in the garage as a temporary way to store your belongings while you're working on the inside of the garage, but Tegan beat me to it. So there you go, Tegan. Yeah. Nice job.
It's a good setup. Do you see that 1056 one? I just want to get to all the texters. So
yeah,
it's really long, but bottom line, customer or listener has, it looks like someone did a sloppy remodel job and punctured a shower pan. Right?
In Plainfield,
so,
yeah.
So the question is it possible to repair a shower pan from below, right? Yes, maybe, depending on access and depending on how damaged that shower pan is, right? So a lot of times we could actually take a spray foam and put that underneath there, the cavity, to make sure that it's solid. If it's a solid crack, we're going to have to seal that of some kind. We work with epoxy finishes, and they can put a coat over it sometimes. You can. The other question is it possible to replace the shower pan without removing the surrounding tiles? No. No matter what, you're going to have to remove the shower pan and some of those tiles, but we can just remove the first row or first two rows, so it is possible. So just want to let the customer know.
Tony,
there are options.
It's Tony the texter. Right, Tony texted in. Can I throw something else out there?
Sure.
Because in our old home in Charlemagne, when we lived there, we had a leak in the master shower that leaked into our kitchen.
We got to say primary now.
Our master shower.
Got it.
That leaked into, you could say whatever you want.
Yes,
It was my master shower that leaked into the dining room, okay, where we ate, right in the kitchen area. And we learned that we had a leak, so we had to cut a hole in the roof, patch it. But also, I did not know this, and this is probably helpful for other listeners. Recaulking the, what's it, the shower pan?
Yeah, where it hits the tile. $7 tube of caulk.
Well, forget about that. I'm bringing, so I brought somebody.
Well, $7. Okay.
Yeah, I could buy it. I'm not installing it.
Okay.
But we brought this before I knew you. We brought the caulk guy or whatever the hell his name was out there. But can you talk about why that's important?
Yeah, it's just the seal. Well, it depends again on the way that it was installed. But yeah, that's the seal between the tile and the shower pan. So if that starts to go, the other thing that listeners might have.
How long should it last?
Depends on the product.
If it's
depends
silicone.
Depends on the use.
Right.
I've seen it last 6 months, Dave.
Okay, no, but that's why I'm asking.
Use crap and just slop it together. So you got to use a high grade product.
Okay,
Lattisil is an amazing product. It's by
Lattisil.
It's by Laticrete.
Okay,
it's a great product. It'll last a lifetime. Right?
Really, if it's installed properly.
Yeah, you could go to a big box store and buy a tube of caulk, and it'll last about the drive from the store to your house. Right, okay. that's about how long it'll last.
Yeah.
So it just depends. But yeah, if it's the right product, it'll last forever.
I just thought, I saw that text, and it just brought back bad memories.
Yeah.
Because I had to rip
the ceiling
out of the kitchen, and then drywall, every table, every paint.
Which, when you say we, like,
It was somebody else. It was me and my checkbook, right? So, yeah. I knocked a hole in it because I had to find out where the...
What's going on.
I could easily do that, but yes. I was going to patch
yes,
it.
Yes, you could.
I wasn't going to caulk it.
No. you could caulk.
I could.
Like, I feel like we could teach you how to caulk.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
Not interested. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Special shout out to Realtor Susan Bro at Open House 347 Park Lane in Palatine. She's got the show on in the open house, which means she's going to sell the house today. Goes without saying. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. What is the name of the lady that you had on air with the concrete ceiling? So that's Integrity Concrete Solutions. What's your website, Tegan?
It's integritycontcretecoatings.com.
Oh, it's coatings, not solution, Jeremy. Get with that.
I knew that.
One more time, the website?
integritycontcretecoatings.com.
David, I actually have an appointment with Integrity in 2 weeks up in Lake Geneva. Looking forward to getting an estimate. John R. Did not know you went up to Lake Geneva.
We do, yeah. We're actually up there fairly often. I would say we're in the area doing quotes about once a week and have a job in, you know, Williams Bay, Lake Geneva, Fontana, once every couple weeks, if not more. So
look at her dropping
it's a beautiful area.
Look at her dropping the Wisconsin town names on us.
She's fancy.
I know my stuff.
She's very Midwestern.
I don't know any of the areas that you guys talk about here in the city because I'm more of a country girl.
No, she's a country
girl. But we do service, you know, all of Chicagoland.
She didn't know about Rips.
And southern Wisconsin.
Ladd.
I did. Ladd. I did know about that because that's out in corn country.
Can you please ask the girl from the corn country, the woman from the corn country, the garage floor person, if you have a full fridge in the garage, can they or will they be willing to work around and or move it to one side or another? It will extend the time, but the fridge is full in freezer and fridge. I guess it's a full freezer and fridge in the garage. They're interested in, sounds like, getting the garage floor done, but it probably weighs a good 200 pounds empty and probably 600 to 800 pounds full.
Right.
Can you guys move that full of food?
Yeah, so that's a good question, and there's a couple of solutions. One, we could ask our guys to show up a few minutes early. They can help move the fridge, keep it plugged in with an extension cord. It's going to have to sit outside for 2 days, but you're not going to lose that food because it's going to still stay plugged in while we do the floor all in one shot. If you're wanting it to stay in the garage, we can work around it. We don't recommend that just because we want to be able to give your floor a seamless coating edge to edge. But if we absolutely have to, that's not a problem. Or we can do the garage in two phases. It's going to take a little longer just because we have to wait for cure time in between and then move everything to the other half. But that is an option, and we have done that before.
Slowly give your phone number. We're going to go to a break. And Dimitri, I've got a question for you about spray foam baffles at the sheathings. So we're going to get to that after the break. Your phone number, Tegan.
Yes, it's 815-220-5015, or you can visit our website, integritycontretecoatings.com.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Dimitri from the 773 area code. Does the spray foam use baffles at the sheathings? What is a baffle and what is a sheathing?
So normally when we spray foam in attic, for this climate, we don't use baffles. We used to, but it ended up causing more problems, still moisture traps in there. So baffles are the things that you put it at the edge of the roof to allow the air to flow in a regular attic.
Got it. So, and do you do sheathings or something like that? What was that question all about?
I think they're referring to the plywood.
Okay. Got it. Do you handle any of that?
Yes.
So that's part of the service that you provide.
Yes.
All right. Phone number. Did you figure out your phone number? You got it?
Yes. It's 847.
Okay.
777-4777.
Okay. One more time. 847.
847-777-4777.
A lot of sevens.
Yeah.
That was confusing. Hard to remember. I didn't know what is the four. sitting on somewhere in the middle.
Dimitri's at Schaumburg tonight at, at Zany's in Schaumburg.
That's awesome.
It's 7 o'clock show. There's a two-drink minimum. And then he's going to do the 10 o'clock in Rosemont. Three, one, two.
He knows his name.
He knows his name.
Yeah, he knows his name.
Just that
he knows
four.
He's doing insulation.
It's just the four that threw him
the
off.
The four.
312.
Where the
four was in there.
That's okay.
That's a great number.
It is.
I wish I had that number. 312-981-7200. MicroPro's call takes a photo line for all of you out there that want to join the show. Rips and Lad, thank you. We got 15 text messages. And if Rips.
It does not look healthy.
Listen, we're not here about.
Oh, we're health. Not. Fried chicken isn't healthy. Let's just point that out. Listen. Is broasted chicken. We got a chef here. Is broasted chicken healthier than fried chicken?
No, they're basically the same thing.
What's the difference between broasted and fried?
The name.
Broasted. So broasted is in a very high, completely closed container, so it cooks faster.
Got it. Okay, so they're both fried.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to offer the Rips the opportunity.
Okay.
To have us sample their chicken on air.
Yeah.
Because that's the type of guy that I am.
Generous man you are.
Because I've had flashbacks. Now I'm getting pop-up ads for for trailers with guys that look like Kleppen with hairy backs popping up on my phone. And I don't need that. Okay, yeah. So
explain that to Elise.
I don't want to.
Got it.
So that's why I want to have him bring the chicken here. So Rips and Lad. And what's that stuff called, Tegan? They give you a basket of the droppings or the drippings?
Droppings, yeah. I call them the chicken bits. But all the little fried pieces that fell off, they give you a little basket of those and some pickles. So.
Wow.
And a heart monitor.
Yeah, I bet they do. Yeah.
And a side of nitroglycerin. 312-981-7200. So thank you for all the texters for letting us know all about that. That's very, very thoughtful. 312-981-7200. And I have no idea what... keep saying cellulose instead of fiberglass. Why do you keep saying cellulose instead of fiberglass?
So we were one of the first company that promote cellulose more than fiberglass. And one of the reason is that we want to get as many possible positive reviews, which I think we achieved finally. Mm-hmm. We have over 400 and something. And cellulose outperform fiberglass. However, we do both. And we were doing like blower door test at the time, and we can see the results. Well, attics where we put fiberglass still doesn't seal it completely, allows the air to move through. Imagine you open a window, you put fiberglass in place, it's like a filter. Cellulose is denser, a little bit heavier, but stops that air movement through. Even though we seal it, can seal 100%, so cellulose does a better job at it.
Okay, there you go. Thank you for that explanation.
You mentioned earlier some DIY tips.
Yes. So the most cost-efficient things that you can do for your home is to stop the air flow through the house, all the draft. And the people don't know, but if they look at their windows and the top and the bottom, there is like gaps in there and allow the air to move through. So by seal that with caulk, that will help to stop some draft. And also the rim joists. We usually recommend to spray foam, but if you don't want to spend money on that, you can also take a can of foam, spray it in those gaps, put a foam board in place, then put another layer of foam, spray foam, and then another foam board. So for the wives at home, if you see your husband sitting doing nothing, just, you know.
Oh, shots fired.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay, so we had a Jewish comment at the beginning of the show, and
it.
Now we got the... lazy husband comment from Green Attic. All right. So, ladies, you're up next.
Great.
I'm staying in my lane.
Sure.
I got another hour and 5 minutes to go and not upsetting anybody.
Yeah.
Probably upset a lot of people just being here, but that's a whole other story for another day. 312-981-7200. Thank you for the texter who keeps telling me what's happening in Northbrook, as if I don't live there. UPS Sherman Willow for sale. Just saw the sign. Yes, yeah, so we got a huge industrial site at Sanders and at... at Shermer and Willow. It used to be a UPS store, transfer facility, about 15, 20 acres probably, open for sale up in Northbrook. If you're interested, you know.
What's happening with
it? I don't know. They pulled out of Northbrook. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. The website confused one listener, so we simplified it.
Yep.
Chefs. For
seniors.com.
And they could plug in their area and it'll pop
yep.
up.
Yep.
And if they're up in Wisconsin, we had somebody text yep. from Wisconsin, you could connect them with somebody up there.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And what are the hours of operation for you as a chef?
Sure. So I believe I have mine listed as 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's usually, that's mostly my cooking time. For the paperwork and office time, I tend to try to stay during the days, but I answer on the weekends. I do a lot of paperwork on Sundays.
Got it. And if our listeners want to go food shopping with you, is that something that you encourage or no?
They, if there are people who like to do their own grocery shopping, so I would happily put together a shopping list and send it forward to them.
Oh, nice.
So they can just take care of it.
Phone number for if our listeners want to reach you to get more information of the services that you provide.
224-529-3326.
Tegan, financing options, are they available for your fine organization?
Yes, they sure are. We partner with Synchrony, and they have a program that's specifically geared towards home improvement. And so it's a quick application process, and then we kind of follow through, and there's a few different options available if someone wants to finance.
Same question for you, Dimitri. Do you guys offer financing options?
Yeah, we do in-house financing, so it's 50% down payment, and the rest they can split it for up to 6, 12 months, depends on the size of the project.
Okay. And Jeremy, you guys are still offering
All financing plans to fit anyone's budget and monthly payment.
All right. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If anybody out in Ladd or Princeton or the Marseilles area wants to offer that to Rips.
Rips is still open. We had a text their ass if they're still open.
It's Rips Tavern.
Yeah,
figure with all Rips this
Tavern,
all this promotion, I think we get some chicken out of the deal. 312-981-7200. Just not saying. Just
I get it. I'm just not saying, but saying.
Right. Of course. Once again, another great show with various topics, and thanks again for helping with KCTCU credit card. Brian, I think I know Brian. Brian needed to rebuild his credit, so we hooked him up with a prepaid secured credit card. And Brian is on his way to rebuilding and reestablishing his credit. And we have our friend Donna, who moved from Jackson, Illinois. We're going to hit a break. She moved to Oak Creek, Wisconsin. No idea where Oak Creek, Wisconsin is. Well-traveled up there, Miss name dropper of Wisconsin towns. Do you know where Oak Creek, Wisconsin is?
I'm going to take a guess and say it's outside of the Milwaukee area, but I will double check on the break.
Do you have a personal chef from Chefs for Seniors up in that area that could service our Wisconsin and Packer fans?
Yeah, there is a Chefs for Seniors franchise I know that handles Milwaukee. I don't know what her whole situation is, but again, on the website, she or they can just kind of fill it out, and the inquiry would go right to that person.
According to Sam Martino, our trusted producer today, it is just south of Milwaukee.
Perfect. Then so yes.
Nailed it.
He is doing something.
Way to go,
Tegan. We don't know what he's doing back there, but
thank you, Sam.
He had a couple of seconds to stop what he was doing, the game he was playing, and look up where is Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Sam.
We're going to take a quick break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Tegan Overhaug from Integrity Concrete Coatings. Dimitri Nikolayesko from Green Attic Insulation. And Julie Radowitz from Chefs for Seniors. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981. What the heck? 981-7200. Whoa.
Yeah, that's our number.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call. Take some phone line. Our friend in Donna, who's up in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, called and has already received a call back from the chef up there.
That's great.
And she's ecstatic. Excellent. And you wanted to say that our listeners can not only call you.
Yes. You can also, the phone number 224-529-3326. You can also text me. If you text me and just at least tell me your name, then I can respond.
Phone number for call and text one more time slowly.
Sure. 224-529-3326.
All right. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. A texter here from a 217, which is central Illinois-ish, kind of southern Illinois. Unfortunately, most seniors don't have that kind of money to spend on a chef Well, some might not, but some do. And I'll tell you what, where it's also helpful for the kids that have become their parents' parent, mm-hmm. right?
Caregivers.
Caregivers mm-hmm. who have got their own family yep. to take care of and don't have the time to run over to mom and dad's home
yep.
to make sure mom and dad are getting taken care of and eating properly and yep. eating healthily. Healthy?
Yeah. That
healthily?
Sure.
Are eating right? Correctly and are having square healthy meals.
I like that.
That's better.
Yeah,
that's all right. We'll edit that other one out. Good. It's a good opportunity for you're going to spend the money on the food anyway. Mm-hmm. Is your time worth $250 mm-hmm. or $225? You know, whatever the number is yep. to have 16 meals prepared.
Yep.
So you don't have to take time away from your family while you yep. know that your mom and dad or loved one is getting taken care of. And here's another one. Maybe you had an injury.
Yes.
And you're at home. Yep. And you are immobilized and you can't get up and get out and do the shopping and do the cooking and you need healthy meals to get yourself better and you're single or you're, you know, whatever, widower, you're not married, you're divorced, whatever. And you want somebody instead of ordering in every night,
yep.
you can have healthy meals.
Yes.
I mean, it's a good trade off.
Yep.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Jeremy, you had a question regarding the, I forgot what it was about the, about the insulation or.
Oh, no, I had a question about this converting equity question.
Oh, yeah.
Brains question?
Yep. So I listened, I got it right here. They printed it out. I listen every weekend. I am 72-year-old woman with gull equity. I don't know what that means. I would just say a lot of equity, maybe.
Yeah.
A lot of equity, over $250,000. I applied to a credit union, to two credit unions, and they both needed to lower my loan amount or convert to conventional HELOC versus interest only. I don't have a mortgage or outstanding loans. How can I get 80% of the value of my home? My rates are 8.99 with a credit score of 789. Patty from the southwest side of Chicago. I will call Patty. Here's a challenge with the text like this.
Yeah.
I need about six more pieces of information, right? What's Patty's value? What type of income? How much is the income? What is she going to do with the money? You know, all of that. If you own a home free and clear and you have some type of income coming. I just talked to a guy last night up in the North Shore. Okay. Guy lives in the North Shore. Looked up his home, $750,000 home. Okay, he's in his 70s. His wife's in his 70s. They've got $4,500 of retirement money coming in. They own their home free and clear. They've got $30,000 worth of credit card debt. Their kids are very successful, but they're very proud. And they don't want to access their kids to ask them for money because they don't want to be a burden on their kids. They live in a $750,000 home, 70 years old, $30,000 credit card debt. How they got there, it's not my place to judge.
Yeah.
Right? You only got $4,500, $4,000 coming in, limited retirement account. It's all in their home. The guy, I'm like, okay, what's the problem? The guy's like, I don't know what to do. Okay, this 30 grand is costing me $1,200 a month.
It's
eating. Yeah. I got taxes. I got insurance. And we'd like to live. And that's why we're living on our credit cards. I go, okay, no problem. Told him, how would you like that $30,000 payment? Instead of being $1,200 a month, be about $300 a month. You're like, it would change my world. Okay? In the meantime, I'm typing the email. I drop the template down that I have to KCTCU. I send them 40 leads a week, right? And I'm typing it. I go, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I got the template all set up. I've got your Zillow estimate right here. I'm going to send your home's worth this. You make this. And somebody from KCTCU is going to call you. I'm going to save you $900 a month. The guy on Emmis, I swear to God. 5:30, 6 o'clock last, almost started crying on the phone to me. He's like, I can't believe you were able to help me. I'm like, I haven't helped you yet. I'm just making the introduction, mm-hmm. right? You live in a $750,000 home. We're going to pay off your credit card debt. You're going to have access to probably $200,000-$400,000 worth of equity that you're going to be able to live more comfortably.
So
he almost started crying on the phone. He was so
which
happy.
I love.
It was so happy.
I mean, I don't love the crying, but right. I love the taking care of customers.
Yeah.
Why not a reverse mortgage?
Because he didn't want the reverse mortgage at that time. It would have been perfect for him.
Yeah.
Only planned on living in the house another couple of years.
Okay.
And the costs associated with the reverse mortgage for him at that time probably for him. Again, we make money on reverse mortgages. We don't make money sending HELOCs to KCTC.
So, okay, even cooler.
Well, it was better for the borrower.
Yeah.
Based upon the borrower situation with all of that equity. Well, I mean, what's a reverse mortgage? It's a line of credit against your house you don't have to pay back.
Yeah.
So he's going to use his HELOC to pay the minimum and get ahead of it. And he'll be out of the house in a year or two. And the cost associated with acquiring a reverse mortgage when you could get a line of credit for only a couple $100 and there's no prepayment penalty.
Got it.
It's in the best for him and his family.
It's cleaner.
It's cleaner for him and his wife.
Okay.
And when they sell it, they pay it off, just like a reverse mortgage. If it was a different situation, he was going to be there longer, I would have said, let's look at a reverse mortgage because you could not have to make the payment. But he's like, I could handle the $150 to $300 payment once I get the debt down, and this will help me and my wife pay off the debt fast.
That's awesome.
Okay. So that's what it's all about. I will call this, I will call Patty from the southwest side of Chicago after the show, my 72-year-old friend on the southwest side, and help her out. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Oh, we have a text here coming in for you, Dimitri, that from a man who thinks his wife, who says that my wife thinks I'm an idiot. Okay, so that when you start your text into this show, with my wife thinks I'm an idiot, you're going to get your text.
Yeah, right. We support that husband.
We support that husband 150%.
Really, yes.
You start the show with love your show, or my wife thinks I'm an idiot, we're going to be behind you 150%. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Somebody recommended that we change the MegaPros call, text, and photo line to the Gold Bond call, text, and photo line. Sure. You have to give us an update on your experience.
So far it's been great.
Okay,
I'll let you know next weekend.
And I reloaded with the blue, so I'm going to donate that to your Netherlands.
Thank you.
312-Nether region. 312-981-7200. We got a big box from Target. My wife orders it in bulk. It's genius.
I bet.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Okay, you ready? It's kind of long. My wife now thinks I'm an idiot for installing many baffles in all three of my attics of my 1985 split-level home. Okay, got it so far. I also have power vents in two attics over the living space. Third roof is over the garage. Okay? We've been in hundreds of these homes.
Yep.
No baffle. If no baffles, what is the alternative to get airflow in through the attic? Meanwhile, my daughter had a mold problem in her side of the duplex because no baffles. The blow-in fiberglass was piled on top of the edges of the attic, and they had a fake ridge vent. Looked like a ridge vent from the outside, but no gap on the inside. Go.
All right, so the previous question was regarding the closed-cell foam. So when you do the closed-cell foam, you actually bring the attic air conditioned space if you have an AC unit in there. But other than that, you actually did a great job installing the baffles, as many as possible, and power vent, that's great. And then if you notice you have a fake ridge vent, that happens a lot of time, that leads to mold, so you need a better ventilation with the other types of foam. So if it's closed-cell foam, you don't need baffles. If it's cellulose or fiberglass, you do need as many as possible. Actually, we install in every single rafter, and also we install a solar fan on the top with 10 years warranty, and that with that comes also 10 years warranty on the mold treatment if you're gonna have it in the future. So yeah, you did great. Your wife, it's wrong this time. I don't know about the other times.
This time
more shots fired.
Yeah.
Okay, two more comments for you, two more texts. Why is it that every time this guy talks, you, Dimitri,
yeah,
I think I'm eating at Old Warsaw. Love this guy's accent. So there you go. A shout out to Old Warsaw, wherever Old Warsaw is. How about letting us know where it is? It sounds delicious. You know, surely
it's Eastern Europe accent. That's why. And then because I speak a couple languages, Romanian and Russian, it kind of creates that accent that it's common in that area.
I thought it was Hegwisch, but that's just me. 312-98 southeast side of Chicago. Look it up. It's an inside joke. 312. I used to
that
work.
No
there.
One will get except Dave.
Well, I used to work there. I used to work in Borodom. I mean, that's
Borodom.
A lot of Polish people there. 312. A lot of blue collar Polish people. And they talk. Sound like 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And this is the texter of the show right here. I love you. Love your show. My wife thinks I'm an idiot. So does my first wife. I really don't have a question. I just wanted to say that.
So he's not alone. No.
He's not alone.
No, there's a gigantic.
If you're married, chances are your wife does think you're an idiot from time to time.
And if you're married twice like me, your first one thinks as well.
Yeah.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The chef's price is a bargain compared to the outrageous amount of money people spend to have junk food delivered to their house every day.
Yay, true.
That's
true
a true
that.
Statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, true that.
And here's another one from 815. The chef's number is not going through. So somebody is, something's wrong. So what is the phone number one more time?
Okay.
So our listeners can make sure that they get through.
Okay. It's 224-529-3326.
All right.
So can they text that phone number too?
You can text that phone number. Yes. Yeah, if you text it, I'll see it right away.
All right, so 815, try that, let us know. Okay, and thank you to 815 for the comment about the food. You're 100% right.
You were right, Dave. So Old Wausau is in Broadview. Right by Tom Janke's place.
Right?
Yeah, Broadview. Good
it's
job.
It's at the corner.
Yeah,
I remember going there, I had to turn around because you can't get in his place.
It's complicated.
It's a little complicated. Yeah, so how about some pierogies? A little shout out to Old Wausau.
There you go.
I'm just saying. Would be nice.
Would be.
Some
chicken and pierogies.
Sounds
like a nice meal.
I'm just saying. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Just closing our HELOC with KCTCU earlier this week, and they could not have been nicer. It was such a simple process. Thank you so much. There you go. Who doesn't know where Old Wausau is? Well, obviously, we now know now. You're a little late on the uptake there, 630.
I have a question on the HELOC.
Yep.
I assume that there's a home appraisal that's done
maybe.
In order. Oh, maybe.
They do automated valuations.
So would you mind explaining that process?
Yeah, they're through AI, right? You've got Zillow, you've got HomeBot that we offer. If you want a free service that values your home, send me an email, david@56david.com, and I'll add you to, we'll send you out an email once a week or a couple times a month, tells you what your home's worth, value based upon other homes that have sold in your area. That's what Realtor.com does, that's what Zillow does, it's the algorithm. So in a lot of these cases, right, KCTCU and all the banks have got their own automated valuation systems where they look up your home. So whenever I send something over to them, I usually go online, I look up the address, I cut and paste it, I copy it, put it, and I'm like, hey, here's their address. So they could just hit the link. It's valued at whatever. And it gives them an idea going into it of what they're going into. Right?
Okay.
You still have to qualify. We have a listener, Barry. Remember Barry that one time?
I do.
You still have to qualify.
Of course you have to qualify,
of course
Barry.
You have to qualify.
Yes.
So you have to qualify based upon your income, your equity, and your credit. Okay, but at least I'm putting them
on. So there's no home appraisal.
Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. And there are sometimes.
Oh, somebody, this is the attorney, David
Hochberg
speaking?
No. This is just fact. There are sometimes, we had somebody here at WGN who just got a home equity line of credit through KCTCU. The online value came in at substantially less than what she thought her home was worth because it didn't take into account all of the work that she had put into her kitchen and all the stuff, right?
Yeah.
So that's where the weakness is of the automated value. She popped the top, blew the back out, added a whole bunch of money, and her home came in substantially more, which enabled her to gain access to a greater deal, more money out of her home equity loan because the value was $300,000 higher than it was online.
Sure.
So in those cases, you could pay for the appraisal and they'll work something out, give you a credit when it closes or something. I don't work at KCTU.
I know you don't.
I only dump like $20 million worth of HELOC business on them.
Got it.
Right? I should be the employee of the year. 312-98, I'm just saying. Nice to get.
You've been saying a lot today.
I've been saying stuff about fried chicken.
Pierogies.
I'm like the president. I just make recommendations. Maybe I could give him a pardon. Maybe not. I don't know. Okay, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just trying. Just
other people are saying it's great chicken.
A lot of people.
I'm not saying it's
great
chicken.
A lot of people are saying it's great. It would be nice to maybe try it.
Okay.
Right. Many people.
Many people.
312-981-7200. So Sherry, how are you? We got a minute before the break. Go.
Okay, I am looking at the options for a reverse mortgage. My husband is on Social Security disability. I work at the school for basically minimum wage. I have not applied for Social Security yet.
Okay.
Our home is around worth $400.
Yep.
It might be a little less because it does need updates and some maintenance, but it's on a lake. It's a nice home. And we owe under $100,000.
How old are you?
I am 62.
How old is he?
65.
All right, high five him for marrying a younger woman. That's awesome. Okay, so here's what I would do. Based
actually,
upon
he's 64.
That's even. That's all right. Oh, that's okay. Still younger. That's great. High five him still. Not as hard.
No.
Okay, so based upon that, right, you would easily qualify for a reverse mortgage. And in this case,
it's better?
It's better because they have limited income.
Okay.
They have limited income.
Very limited.
Okay,
yeah, got it. That's the big problem.
Hello?
How oh, because we qualify for a loan if we're
there you go.
Now, right?
Back to Barry that's saying you got to qualify. So in the this right, works for Sherry.
In the right situation, you put mm-hmm. them, the borrower, in the right loan.
Got it.
This borrower, Sherry, and her much older husband, who's breaking down on a daily basis, is it would qualify, okay. And it would eliminate the mortgage payment. Yeah. How much is, I know, Sam, we got to go to break. Hold on. I'm helping Sherry here, okay? So how much is your principal and interest payment on your mortgage?
$659.
Okay. It'd save over $7,000 a year. Save almost $8,000 right. a year. What yeah. would that do for you and your husband, who's breaking down, who's older?
Well, it would help us maintain the house.
Okay.
We live in, yeah. We don't want to move. We like where we're at.
Right.
I love it. I'm just surprised. I feel like the reverse mortgage is such a great product.
It is.
Yep.
But the guy before didn't make sense. She wants to live there, make improvements, limited income. This is perfect. Sherry, I'll call you after the break. I'll call you after the show. I got to hit a break here.
Stand okay. for your Mr. Ford cleaning product of your choice.
And hang on. Thank you for that. I forgot. Please hold for your Mr. Ford cleaning product. Al in Orland, we're going to pick you up after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call. It takes a full line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 to begin.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. I got a taste for pierogies, buddy. I don't know why. Al in Orland Park, how can we help you?
Hey, guys. First, you got to stop talking about pierogies and all-you-can-eat Polish smorgasbords. I'm sitting here eating a salad trying to lose weight, so... You're torturing me.
Al, it sounds like, I'll tell you what my kids tell me. You ready? It sounds like a you problem, yeah. Al.
I was thinking, aren't pierogies healthy?
Come yeah, on, they're Al. Healthy.
Yeah, they could be healthy.
Yeah.
Want
yeah.
some
not yeah. as healthy as a salad. But yeah,
come you on. Could have a side salad while you're pounding a pound of, while you're pounding a pound of pierogies. Say yeah, that 10 times.
Hey.
Well,
hey.
Don't worry. I'll have my revenge later. so, hey, I got a structural question for you. I own a Forester model built in 1987, faces east, and the two bedrooms that are above the garage just will not cool off, no matter what I've tried, no matter what I do. I have a brand new AC system. I've tried putting dehumidifiers to pull some of the moisture out of the air. It has that small, like, attic area in front of the bedrooms that's above the garage. And I'm wondering if I do something with that, like maybe put additional venting or some sort of a fan into that small attic, will that help cool these bedrooms off?
Dimitri?
Not necessarily. So what you want to do in that case, you want to put more insulation all the way around walls, ceiling, and floor. So even from the garage ceiling, we can blow more insulation to dense packet and prevent the heat from the garage going up. And then one of the issue with that room is that it has all exterior all the way around compared to other rooms in the house. And that's why it's going to, even with the insulation in place, that room is going to be harder to cool or warmer up. And probably another thing will happen is the farthest away room from the furnace. So you don't get as much cooling moving through there. So you have to make sure they have a return in place. And then what I recommend is first thing is add more insulation, and then if that doesn't help, then you need to add additional boosters in a ductwork that might bring more cooling in there, and make sure you have a return.
I'm sorry, can you repeat what you said about the ductwork?
So there is a special booster, like a fan, that you install it in the ductwork connected to the power, and when the furnace or AC starts running, it senses that, and then it kicks in, and it forces more air. Because if you're going to go to your registers and put your hand and see how much air flows in there compared to other rooms closer to the furnace, you'll see probably noticeable difference. So you want to bring the same amount of air from your system.
Okay, but I'll start with that ductwork and see if that takes care of it. Cool.
Start with insulation.
Well, I would start with the Al, have you insulated the ceiling of your garage for those rooms?
I don't know if there's access to it.
There is not.
You'd have to open up the drywall.
Yeah, just got holes every 16 inches.
It's drywall. I mean, they might be able to blow it in there, but I'm not sure.
Yep,
definitely we could.
Yeah, but that would be the first and easiest, because even if you get the booster, you're still going to have that air. So
yeah, it has to be both. You can't have just more cooling air. If you lose it through your floor ceilings, then it's you're just going to spend more money on your cooling and heating.
Okay, yeah, because they're cold in the wintertime, too.
Yep. Sure, yep.
The heat in the summer is the bigger problem.
Yep. Yeah, because you could always throw another blanket on. But yeah,
it's some frozen pierogies for tonight, then, guys.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Hey, Al, you know, another option is you could buy another house.
You could.
If all of your magical powers do something about interest rates.
Right. Zing. Yeah. Well, Dave has no control over that. Trust me, he'd change it if he could.
Right? He said magical powers. We're not talking about interest rates. Now he's getting into things that I can't talk about on the radio.
Got it. That's Saturday night.
That's Saturday night.
Not Saturday during the day.
That's WGN After Dark. That's a pay-per-view. You got to pay for that, okay? We're rolling it out in a couple of weeks, all right? All right, thanks for calling, Al. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. If our listeners want to reach out, what's the best number, Dimitri?
847-777-4777.
Okay, one more time. 847.
847. Three of the sevens, another four, and then another three of sevens.
Okay, there you go.
Good luck. 777.
What a great number. 312-981-7200. Tegan, do you guys have a website for our listeners to go to see all of the products that you offer?
Yes. So our website is integrityconcretecoatings.com. There's a lot of information, a lot of pictures on our website. We talk about the different finishes we have, commercial spaces, residential spaces. And then we also are on several social media channels where we post a lot of our work. So if you're looking for a visual either of, you know, before and afters, finished projects, or even videos of what the process looks like, I'd recommend going to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or even TikTok.
And your dad said he had a couple of major industrial commercial projects. Can you quickly talk about that? What type of work you do in that space?
Yeah, for sure. What kind of finish we do in those spaces just depends on the use of the space. So it's kind of tailored to whatever the specific needs are. We can do our flake coatings there. We've done our metallic coatings in like office type spaces. Or if it's a little bit more heavy duty, we can do a solid epoxy and even do like a double coat if it's going to be a high traffic area or something like that.
I have the flake in my garage.
I have the flake.
It's multicolored flake. It's white, gray, and beige.
Yeah. That's our standard application for a residential space, garages, basements, patios. And we've got like hundreds of colors, all customizable. So
if you want like a theme.
If you want a theme, if you've got a favorite sports team, if you are going for a certain, you know, color palette.
Can you do crushed velvet, like black, with like a leopard coming out of the center with red lights?
Wow.
I mean, we could probably get close.
As my my daughter would say, that's a choice.
That's a choice.
That's a choice.
We're not sure if it's
wouldn't it be
a
cool?
Good choice.
Listen, you come home.
Yeah.
The garage door opens up. It's dark. You got the red lights. And the cheetah or the panther is jumping out at you from the floor.
That's a
You're
choice.
You're welcome, Tegan.
What a greeting.
What a greeting.
That's a choice. You're welcome, Tegan, when that starts taking off.
Yes, thank you.
Yep. The Hawk theme garage.
All credit goes to you.
I just need a 15% is
that's not bad.
Is my standard.
Yeah, sure.
My standard.
It's good marketing.
That and the tank top and the hat, right?
Yeah. What else are you asking of Tegan? Just because she went to breakfast.
Putting this in my notes exactly. Over here.
Just saying.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Is the text line working? Are we getting texts?
I am not getting texts, but I don't know if people are texting. Hopefully you're all texting.
Are they all texting? Would it go to your phone or a different text?
It goes to my phone.
Okay, so we'll give that phone number out one more time.
224-529-3326.
Now clear your throat. Way to power through. That was quite impressive. One more time. Thank without you. The... in your throat.
keep my Yiddish to the side.
Yes, go ahead.
224-529-3326.
Much, much, much better. Mm-hmm. All right, quick one for the break. If we open a HELOC on our home, can we open a reverse mortgage if we need a few? If we need it in a few years from now, absolutely. You could always pay off a HELOC if it gets too big and too costly with a HELOC, with a reverse mortgage that you could defer the payment, which is why you get the reverse mortgage. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, take some phone line. Coming up with the last leg of the show after these messages.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text and photo line. It's Pierogi Fest in Whiting, Indiana. Thank you for all the texters. Bring your babushkas.
Nice.
So thank you, 708. Be nice if somebody went down there and bought some pierogies back for us next weekend. I'm just saying.
Is that some guilt that you're throwing on now?
That's world-class Jewish guilt there.
It'd be nice. What's the finishing line? The nail in the coffin is while they're still alive, right? Yeah. Don't you have to throw that
one? I had another one. I came up with another one.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Your dad is rolling in his grave right now.
Oh,
or your
wow.
mom. Yeah. Wow. Your mom would be disappointed from the grave. That's
as deep as it goes.
That's postgraduate doctoral stuff right there. Right? Mm-hmm. Right, Julie? Would you agree with that?
I would totally agree.
Your deceased father would be ashamed of you.
Ouch.
When you get to that level, you put a doctor in front of your name because that's pretty much PhD level stuff
of guilt.
There. Yeah.
Got it.
All right, let's go around the horn. Tegan, big Jewish fan of Jewish guilt. Leave us with a nugget of knowledge, young lady.
Sure. So I had mentioned at the beginning of the show that we're running a promotion for WGN listeners. So currently extending that for the rest of the summer. And if you call in, request a free quote or go to our website and request that, mention that you heard us on WGN, you will get 10% off your total project price up to $500. We have a couple of other promotions out right now, and I can tell you that's the best one. So if you're listening and interested, maybe you've thought about getting a floor coating and you're just not sure, our estimate process is completely free. Or maybe you've been shopping around for a while and you'd like another quote to compare, please give us a call and we'd love to come out and meet you. For different people, different things matter. Some people just want, the best price. Some people want to know who they're doing business with. And I just want to say, if you ever need to know more about us, please go to our website, please go to our socials, or give us a call and chat with us. We do a lot in our community. We're super involved and we're very big on our company values and, acting those out in the day-to-day of our business. And so if that is something important to you, then we think we'd be a great fit.
Phone number?
815-220-5015. Or go to integrityconcretecoatings.com.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Double extra large because I work out.
And a hat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And 15% commission.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's some good note taken.
Yeah.
That black crushed velvet panther jumping out with the red lights. It's going to be a game changer. Yeah. And you can put speakers in it.
Elise is going to love that.
Let's not talk about that. She doesn't need to know. Julie. Nugget of knowledge for everybody out there interested in having a chef come in, cook, shop, prepare 16 meals for a very low, low price, which will free up time for them, take care of their family. Maybe they're going to be traveling and don't have time to cook. Maybe they came out of a hospital or a medical facility, transitioning back in their home, need to eat healthy to recover quicker, or their dual incomes with kids, or doing dual incomes and no kids, tired of eating out. Best way to reach you and the nugget of knowledge you leave our listeners with.
So all good nuggets you've helped me with right there. So if you're looking for a way to have 16 meals kind of put together in a delicious and beautiful and entertaining way, because I am very entertaining.
Yes. Off the charts.
Yep, off the charts. Please take a look at the website. If you're not in Chicago, if you're anywhere else in the country, look at the website, put in your zip code or look for your state and reach out that way. All of our franchises would love to cook for you and your family and your parents, your grandparents, your aunts and uncles, your whomever.
Loved ones. Needs a
little help.
Chefsforseniors.com.
Chefsforseniors.com.
And your phone number to call or text
is 224-224-529-3326.
Dimitri, nugget of knowledge, buddy, on the way out the door.
So the best time to insulate your house, it will be actually off season, which is springtime or summer, because the prices are better, more competitive. So you're definitely going to get three quotes from other companies. So we recommend definitely to do that. But also when you look in the quotes, look for warranty, because you want to know how much warranty it's on there. If you blow insulation in your attic and by accident block the surface, which would cover that, you will get mold. So you want to have at least five. We offer 10 years warranty. So, but a 10 years warranty, in-house warranty. I mean, it's not from manufacturer or anything. If mold comes back, we'll come back and redo it. And also, I do recommend a lot of DUI projects because my wife makes me work on weekends and I feel so miserable, and it makes me feel better if I know there is someone else also, you know, doing something around the house.
Did you marry an American woman or Moldovan?
From Moldova, yes.
Yeah, so it's like that
it's
over there.
Every country. It's every
country. All over the place.
Just want to make sure.
So I feel the pain.
Yeah, I hear you. That texter. For those who want to reach you, look at me.
Dave's working right now.
All right.
Does that make you feel better?
Right. Right.
Well, it's easy work. I wish you can come with us and add.
It's easy.
We'll help you to lose some weight, too.
Oh, it'll help you lose some weight.
Shots fired. All right. There you go. Phone number.
847, a bunch of sevens, a four in the middle, and more sevens.
All right. Website?
GreenAttic.com.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
I just love the bunch of sevens. So someone's gonna throw a four somewhere in there, and it's us. It's right smack dab in the middle. You're right. That's a good one. That's your tagline. Call us. If you have a home, we could help. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're just looking for ideas on a cost of a project, and you're not really sure where to go, you don't want someone showing up at your house, you could just give us a call. You could text us at that 847-658-8989 number. And we're happy to help answer any of your home improvement repair questions and needs.
Or go to this website, which you know and love. I can't find it because here it is. Here's a
MegaPros.com.
All right. Absolutely. I got 30 seconds before the break. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for texting. Thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing all of our information with all of your friends, family, co-workers and our neighbors. We are here to help you with all of your real estate needs, whether it's in the attic, in the kitchen, renovating your home, renovating your basement, whatever it is. You're redoing your garage floors, redoing your garage, make it a usable space. We're here. Give me a call, 855-563-2843, or go to our website, 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday.